There was a listener nearby. Kaya Adore could sense it, the way it made her skin tingle ever so slightly. She knew she wasn't supposed to notice, and she definitely wasn't supposed to do anything about it if she did. But the opportunity tempted her. See, she'd forgotten to start the bread that morning. It was because she had stayed up so late the night before. The blanket she was knitting took her longer than expected, a result of the new stitch she was trying. And when she finally woke up the next morning, she wanted to go straight to the market to sell it. No one was buying, though. Bored, she decided to check out the street performers, and the jugglers, dancers, and drummers did a good job of keeping her mind off her empty purse. Too good a job. By the time she finally headed home, it was late afternoon. Kaya's brother, Hob Adore, would return in less than an hour, which didn't leave nearly enough time for the dough to rise. A little magic from the listeners could fix that. But according to the story Magician's Guild, it was bad luck for a girl to attempt magic. It angered the listeners, they claimed. It led to disaster. Nonsense, Hob had argued. The magicians just wanted to keep women out of the guild. The listeners didn't care about gender any more than they cared about age, social class, or wealth. Only one thing mattered to them: good stories. Their ma, he added, had dabbled in story magic, though only when their pa wasn't around to witness it. Kaya wasn't so sure. She didn't remember their ma practicing magic. But that could have been because she'd only been 7 when their parents had died. Perhaps too young to be trusted with dangerous secrets. And that was the other problem. The fact that they had died. Their parents had died. So maybe the magicians were right after all. It was bad luck for women and girls to work spells. But Hob insisted otherwise, and he'd always taken care of her. Orphans would normally have to live, or die, on the streets. But he used his stipend from the Story Magicians Guild to pay for a rented room and a little food for the both of them. When he got back from his work at the guild each day, he passed on some of what he had learned, teaching Kaya how to sense listeners and even how to summon them. He'd be proud to come home and discover that she'd worked her first spell. He'd be disappointed to find out that there was no bread to go with dinner. Kaya hated disappointing him. It wouldn't have to be a very strong spell, just something to speed up the rising process. She'd never told a story before. As a very young child, before learning good sense, she'd started a few, but her pa had always hushed her before she could finish. Only members of the guild were allowed to tell stories, and stories told for amusement were strictly forbidden. They would confuse the listeners, or so the guild warned, and no one wanted that. Kaya had never told a story, but she had listened to the ones her brother told. She'd thought about them, too. "Listeners," she began, her squeaky voice barely more than a whisper. A good thing, in case the landlord was eavesdropping on the other side of the thin walls. "I have a story that may interest you." The tingling sensation on the back of her neck intensified. The listener was listening.